Hello.
Hi, this is Mary from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. This call is quick and confidential.
What issues?
Well, there are a variety of topics, and a few questions as well are oriented to the upcoming elections.
What questions?
Okay, well, the first one, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. In which state do you currently reside?
New York.
Thank you. What is your zip code?
11510.
510, right?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Are you registered to vote in New York?
Yep.
What is the year of your birth?
1967.
Okay. Thank you. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. What is your race?
White.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
5.
I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your representative in Congress, the Republican or the Democrat?
Democrat.
Thank you. Here are 3 statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. 1. I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. 2. I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. 3. I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal.
1.
Thank you. Based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describe the situation in New York when it comes to abortion's legality? Abortion is legal and available in all cases in New York. Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in New York. Abortion is banned with a few exceptions in New York. Abortion is totally banned in New York.
2.
Thank you. How concerned are you about abortion access in New York? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, indifferent, not very
somewhat concerned?
Thank you. As you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or heard nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Thank you. Based on what you know now, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you on the side, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I would vote yes.
Thank you. Here is the text of proposal number 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November 2024 elections. Add certain protections to the state bill of rights. Add anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution. Covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. Ideas both put these protections against discrimination in the New York state constitution, and no vote leaves these protections out of state constitution. After reading the ballot measure language, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you on the side, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I vote yes.
Thank you. What values are behind your current decision to vote yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Please pick two values that best describe the values behind your decision from the following list. The options are rights, empathy, privacy, responsibility to younger and future generations, safety, equality, responsibility to women, freedom, control over your own life, making decisions about your own body.
Freedom and making responsibility and making decisions over your own body.
Thank you very much. Does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you more or less motivated to vote, or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
More motivated.
Would you say much more motivated or somewhat more motivated?
Much more motivated.
Thank you. If you learned a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
More likely.
Okay. Would you say much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. If you learned a candidate for political office opposed to the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate?
Less likely.
Okay. Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much more or less likely.
Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
Republicans want abortion to be illegal without exception.
Legal without exception. Okay. Thank you.
We're good?
Yeah, we're about to. We're still a couple questions ago. The best way of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortions to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortion
the first
to be
one.
Legal? Okay, thank you. How about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want an national? Okay, thank you. When thinking about who to vote for in the race for United States Congress, how important it is to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issues of abortion? Is it a requirement?
It's a requirement.
Important? Okay, thank you. When thinking about who to vote for in the race for president, how important it is to you that the candidate shares your opinion on issues of abortion? It is a requirement.
It's a requirement.
Okay, thank you. You will now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025, then answer some questions on it. The Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancy, including the pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication, abortion access through the mail. Based on what you just read or heard, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called Project 2025? Do you feel
very unfavorable? 2025 okay. Is basically a blueprint to dismantle our republic.
Okay. Thank you, sir. If you learn a candidate for political office supported the Project 2025,
I wouldn't vote for them or support them in any way, and I would do anything in my power to educate folks about that their position.
Okay. So you will say much less likely to vote for the candidate, right?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
There's zero chance of voting for anyone who supports 2025.
Okay, I understand. Thank you. Here are some statements made by people who support Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Democratic candidates and yes on the ballot measure. One, the next president is likely to appoint up up to 3 new Supreme Court judges who will shape Supreme Court ruling on issues like abortion for generations. A Republican president and Senate could lock in a 7-2 conservative majority for decades. We need a Democratic president and senators who will appoint and confirm fair, impartial judges, not MAGA justices who take bribes from billionaires to attack our reproductive freedoms. Is this a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all?
Very convincing reason. How many more questions are there?
About the elections, there are just a few. I'm not exactly how many, and then just a couple extra that are for statistical purposes.
I'm really sorry. I gotta jump. I gotta get back on a work call. Okay, but I'm very much in favor of Kamala Harris and all her policies. I gotta go. I'm sorry.
Can I call you back later?